All right, we talked about the OU-Texas game. What a dramatic, fun afternoon that was at the Cotton Bowl. It was also a hot one, that's for sure. Well, we always like to get the take from the sideline and what it was like down there on the sidelines for that classic. So joining us now here on the ticket is the longtime mascot of the Texas Longhorns. We welcome to the program, yeah. Bevo. Hi, Bevo.
Hey, man, what's going on?
How are you?
Not too good.
Yeah, sorry about the loss.
He takes the loss hard.
Man, it was a horrible weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, not for Junior. He's an OU fan.
I can't believe we lost to those damn Sooners. Is that right, Junior? You a Sooner?
Yeah, that's right.
Man. I'll tell you, what was the final score? I was so drunk by the end of it, I couldn't even see straight.
29-24, Oklahoma.
I'll tell you, that last time that Oklahoma scored, I took a crap on the sidelines. Looked like a California mudslide.
Yeah, they got to clean up after you down there.
Oh, man, people were slipping all around in it.
You don't mind letting fly, do you?
No, made the whole Cotton Bowl smell like a barn. It was horrible, man.
Yeah, it was a tough day. It was hot, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you talk about hot. I had so much sweat dripping off my ball sack.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh-wee. How you doing there, George?
Doing fine, Bevo. Thanks.
Big George sitting over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure enough.
I tell you, I'm thinking of switching my allegiance.
Why?
Well, I'm about this close to saying Boomer Sooner for life, man.
Why?
I ain't got no love for UT. They can't win that damn game.
Come on, you have to.
Well, it's not like I graduated from there or nothing. I got about 3 years in to a degree at UT, and then I got kicked out for a he said, she said, sorority house. That's like, George?
I don't know what that's like, but hey, listen, every Longhorn has to root for Texas, though. You were born to root for
Texas. Not me. I only root for winners. I'm for winners.
Well, Tom Herman, I think he's going to start winning there at some point.
Oh, man, Tom Herman, he can get up on this. That's what I can say.
Why are you saying that?
On Saturday night, you remember I told you I was drunk by the end of the game?
Right.
You never guess where I passed out.
Where?
I passed out on a futon at Matthew McConaughey's Deep Ellum apartment.
You're hanging out with him.
Oh, man, he had about 20 people packed into that little place.
Yeah.
Nobody thought it was weird. I was there. I'm just a Longhorn, probably cleared off about 12 coffee tables with these horns. But I thought people would think it's weird, a bull wandering around an apartment in Deep Ellum, but I was the second bull that was there.
Who was the first?
Cyrus was playing Xbox.
One for the commercial?
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Matthew was naked, sweating, playing the bongos, vaping some serious indica strain. Hey, that Baker Mayfield sure is a hot dog, ain't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wanted to gore his ass so bad. Hey, and you mentioned Tom Herman, George.
Yeah.
That guy's a D.
What?
He's kind of mean, man.
Mean to you?
Yeah, he's always riding my ass about something or another. You know, he's a stickler for details.
Yeah.
And he's always questioning my hydration. Hey, Bevo, you got to drink enough fluid, man.
Yeah, he's big on that.
He even tied a milk jug around my bull neck to make sure I was drinking enough fluids during the game. I'm like, I'm just a damn mascot, man. That's
there's a trail
is.
Off there.
My God. Anyway, I told him, hey, Tom, why don't you mind your own business and quit going for it on fourth down so much, you dumbass? We got a field goal kicker for a reason. Use him, for God's sakes.
Even you're upset
George
about
is laughing,
that.
You know, Mr. He said, she said over there.
What? I've never gone by that.
All them Sooner fans pissed me off, giving me the horns down.
Yeah. That's tough.
Hey, you know, the way I see it, at least I get to go back to Austin. They got to go back to the incest capital of the world, Oklahoma.
All right, I'm saying, George. They don't
George knows
that.
For sure what I'm saying.
Why do you know all this stuff, George?
I don't know.
Hey, when y'all going to be at Fat Daddy's again?
We got a guy's night out next week. I'm not sure if it's Fat Daddy's.
Oh, me and a couple buddies want to meet old Gordo. Where is old Gordo? Where is he?
No telling.
Not hearing from him.
I think he had a he said, she said deal.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What?
What time y'all wake up in the morning? Y'all have to get up.
Yeah, we got
to
get up pretty early.
Well, y'all got to go.
We're up against Mark Cuban coming up. But thanks, Bevo.
Hook him.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Bevo. A little ticked.